ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 45 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज हिज टीचर्स सन। टेक्स्ट नंबर 6-8।
यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प आत्मान च धनेन च वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रेत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि। यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प आत्मान च धनेन च वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रेत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि। यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प आत्मान च धनेन च वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रेत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि। यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रेत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि। यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प आत्मान च धनेन च वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रीत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि। यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प आत्मान च धनेन च वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रेत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि।
लेडीज।
यस्तयोरात्मज कल्प आत्मान च धनेन च वृत्तिं न दद्यात्तं प्रीत्य स्वमां संखादयन्ति हि।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। यः हु तयो ऑफ देम आत्मजा अ सन कल्पः केपेबल आत्मान विथ हिज फिजिकल रिसोर्सेस च एंड धनेन विथ हिज वेल्थ च ऑल्सो वृत्तिम अ लाइवलीहुड न दद्यात् डज नॉट गिव तम हिम Pretya, after passing away, Sva, his own, Mamsam, flesh, Khadayanti, they make eat, he, indeed. Translation by his disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A son who, though able to do so, fails to provide for his parents with his physical resources and wealth, is forced after his death to eat his own flesh. The next verse. Mataram pitaram vriddham bharyam sadhvim sutam shishum gurum vipram prapannam cha kalpo bhirachvashan mritaha. Translation. A man who, though able to do so, fails to support his elderly parents, chaste wife, young child, or spiritual master, or who neglects a brahmana or anyone who comes to him for shelter, is considered dead, though breathing. Text 8.
Tannavakalpayokam sam nityam udvigna chetaso mogham ete vyatikranta divasavam anarachato.
Thus we have wasted all these days, unable as we were to properly honor you, because our minds were always disturbed by fear of Kamsa. Purport. Lord Krishna continues to bring Vasudev and Devaki back to their normal parental feelings towards him and Balaram. An ordinary child would be afraid of cruel, tyrannical king like Kamsa, and Lord Krishna here plays the part of such a child, thus evoking the parental sympathy of Vasudev and Devaki.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mirtam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the devotees assembled here and all my seniors, that I may be able to speak something for my own purification and inspiring to myself and all of us. So here we are seeing that Lord Sri Krishna, who is called as Akhila Rasamrita Murti, who is the epitome of all the rasas, he is actually preferring he wants to exchange very sweet mellows with his pure devotees, and he is preferring Vatsalya Ras to Aishwarya Ras, because as discussed by devotees yesterday and day before, that Krishna's parents Vasudeva and Devaki, after seeing Lord Krishna perform such spectacular acts, they were overwhelmed by the Aishwarya mood, and so Krishna was not very comfortable with that. We also see, like earlier also, when Krishna was much younger, once when Krishna and Balaram and all the gopas, they were playing in the courtyard, once Krishna had eaten some dirt, and at that time Balaram and along with all the other gopas, they had gone to Mother Yashoda and complained that Krishna has eaten dirt. And so Mother Yashoda had asked Krishna to open his mouth and show. So Krishna actually said that no, these Balaram, because during the games play time today, he got angry with me, so he is also joining the complaints, and they are all actually wanting that I should get chastised by you. That's why they are making such stories. I have not actually eaten dirt. So when, anyways, Mother Yashoda tells him that you open his mouth, and when he opens, then actually Mother Yashoda could see the entire cosmic manifestation within his mouth, seeing all the mountains, the rivers, the entire cosmic creation, the three modes and all. After seeing all this, actually Mother Yashoda was wonderstruck. She became bewildered. She was like overwhelmed by the mood of awe and reverence, and she was started to think that, oh, I think whom I am thinking as my son, he is actually the Supreme Person, and whom I am thinking as Nanda Maharaj, my husband, they are all actually, I don't know who they are. So she became very reverential. So Krishna actually did not want this. He wanted to exchange Vatsalya Ras with his mother, and so immediately he expanded his internal potency, Yoga Maya, and then he covered Mother Yashoda with maternal affection, and thus then again Yashoda Maya, she started to think, no, whatever it may be, Krishna is actually my own child. And thus we see that Krishna, as Vishwarupa was saying, he can go to any extent to extract the different mellows of love in different rasas from his pure devotees, so that he is actually able to enjoy all of them. And actually it is not very difficult to understand this, like even in our day-to-day life we see that everybody wants to exchange different rasas with different people. Like during a course of our PR department services also, we come across so many big people. There's powerful people in our various, like commissioners, deputy commissioners and all, police. They are very powerful, very, very revered people in the public. But when they come to temple with their family, or sometimes when they join us for yatras, then we actually see that how they themselves may be dominated by their own wives and children. Sometimes we see their children, they are bashing his father up here and there, playfully. So it happens, because people want to actually exchange different rasas with their own loved ones and not be formal. Even like some time back I had visited my sister, so I was she has a small son, nephew, and when we were during the course of the day, he's so much naughty that always she's shouting at them, scolding him and chastising him. So I just brought him to the side once and just told him, why are you making so much of nuisance? Do you actually like to be scolded by your mother so much? So then he says, yes. So we see that everybody, although there may be no logic or reason, but to exchange loving affairs in different modes, and that is actually the nature of human beings. And that actually comes from the Supreme Lord Himself. So here we are seeing that Krishna is wanting to remove this Aishwarya Bhav and bring about the Vatsala Bhav among His parents. And at the same time, He is teaching us by His own actions and by His words that there is a very, very important duty which each and every one of us has to perform, and that is to take care of our parents and our revered ones, and especially when they grow old. So if we analyze this both, that on one part there is duty, especially in the material world, to be discharged, as at the same time there is devotional service. So if we analyze this, there may be, like, we can categorize that there are many people in this world who they don't perform their duty also properly, they don't and at the same time they don't follow or they don't execute the devotional practice also to the Supreme Lord. And actually, if we see that they are the gross materialists, who are totally selfish, they are self-centered, they are always worried only about their own sense gratification, and so they don't care to perform the duties and towards their parents or towards the society, and they can go to any extent. And second category we can take, like, those people like who follow the material duties very strictly. They are very pakka in that, but at the same time they are neglectful. They forget Lord Krishna or the duties towards the Supreme Lord. And these we can see that they are like the pious materialists, those who perform their duties towards their parents, the society. They consider work as worship, and they feel that to do our duty is the foremost, and that is the complete thing. There is nothing more needed. So such people, but then Krishna says that such people, when they follow their duty or dharma, dharma sunishtana pumsam vishvaksena kathayasya notpadayate yatirthim shrama evahi kevalam. Like, such people, although if they may execute their duties, but eventually it may become only shrama or labor. Is the third category is that those people who may actually be neglectful or forget their material duties, but they actually execute their duties towards Lord Krishna or to the Supreme Lord. And mostly this is the neophyte devotees. When we all of us come to Krishna consciousness, most of us, like, we are always thinking that, oh, now I have become a devotee, now I have surrendered to Krishna, now I don't have anything else to do, I have nothing to do with this world, I don't have any responsibilities or duties towards my parents or relatives or anything like that. So that is like many of us, I think, at least personally, when I came to Krishna consciousness, we were all thinking in that way. Sometimes parents would say, I am telling you to do this, that, and so we would say, who are you, like, which father, which mother? So that is actually the neophyte devotee. But the fourth category is the one where one actually harmonizes both the one's duties towards the parents, the society, material duties, as well as we satisfy Lord Krishna and execute our devotional service also properly. And that is what actually Krishna is telling, showing by His own example over here, that this is actually the mature devotee. When a person becomes matured in devotional service, he actually understands, and he does not remain neglectful about his duties to his to the material society as well. He becomes very conscious about both of that. And so, And such actually, that is actually the goal of or the expectation of Lord Krishna, that everybody becomes very responsible towards duties. And actually that will help us to execute our devotional service in a stable manner, rather than just be like a firecracker, just execute devotional service for some time and then die out. And also it is that this such execution is very important even to create a legacy for the others, or to create a cultural environment whereby we can impart this culture to the next generation. Unless and until people see that we are actually walking the talk, like unless and until people see that we are careful about executing our duties, then people will not take us seriously. And so in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. So Krishna is saying that you remember me, you you do your devotional service, at the same time you fight. That is, Krishna is telling Arjuna that you execute your duties also. You should not be neglectful about that. So actually the balance between the both are necessary. That is what is being stressed. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5, when Lord Rishabhdev, he is giving his instructions to his sons, there he says that Guru nasasyat, swajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, daivam nasasyat, napatischa sasyan, namochayetyat samupaiti mrityam. His Rishabhdev is actually giving the details of the duties which the teachers or the of the elders to the juniors or to the younger ones. He is telling that one who cannot deliver his dependents like from the path of repeated birth and death, such a person should not become a spiritual master, such a person should not become a father or a husband or a mother or a demigod. So here Rishabhdev ji is telling the duties which the elders have to perform for the juniors, for the younger ones. And in this verse, Krishna is telling what is the duty of the juniors who have received who are so much from their elders. What is their duty to the elders? He is telling. And actually, unless and until one is grateful to what, like Krishna is here is telling that whatever I have received, this body and everything is coming from you, it is all yours. So unless and until we are grateful to our parents, our elders, our teachers, spiritual master, then we can actually not perform devotional service properly in the right manner. Like a grateful heart, it is said, is the most suitable ground for growing the Bhakti Lata Bij. So we have to be very grateful. And in Kunti Maharani's prayers also, like Kunti Maharani, she is expressing her gratefulness to Lord Krishna. She is saying when she is during in her prayers, and she is expressing that how the Pandavas, they were going through crisis after crisis, so many troubles, and Krishna would come every time and save them and protect them. She was saying that Duryodhana, by cheating, he usurped the kingdom of Yudhishthir Maharaj, and they tried to disrobe Draupadi, and so many calamities. And it was only by the mercy of Lord Krishna, by the help of Lord Krishna, that the kingdom was regained. And those who had tried to misbehave with Draupadi, they were all punished and put to death. In the purport, actually Srila Prabhupada gives in very detail what are the actually the what is the need for the protection. Like here Lord Krishna is saying that one must a man though who is able to fails to support his elderly parents, chaste wife, young child or spiritual master. So all these categories of people, what is the need to protect them? Why one should protect them? So Prabhupada very nicely enumerates in the purport. He says that the brahmanas, they need to be protected because by protecting them, we can actually maintain this institution of varna and ashrama, which actually helps us in gives the most scientific culture for developing in spiritual life. The cows, they should be protected because they are giving the miracle food, that is the milk, which actually helps us to develop the finer tissues of the brain and guides us to the higher aims of life. Then the women, actually they should be protected because by protecting the women and the chastity of the society, we can actually get good progeny and we can get peace, tranquility and progress in life. And the children, they should be protected because by protecting them, by giving them proper guidance, actually we can give them the best chance to prepare their way for liberty from material bondage. So, and actually this process, Prabhupada says, actually it begins from the Garbhadhan Samskar itself. Before the when the husband and wife, they decide to get beget a child. And the fourthly, old men, he says, by protecting the old men, we actually give them a chance to prepare for a better life in the future. So Prabhupada says that this is what is necessary actually for ensuring a successful humanity. Today we see that every nation, every society is predominated by so many evils. Everybody is facing so many problems. And here Srimad Bhagavatam is describing that what needs to be done to keep everything correct, right, set aright. And Prabhupada mentions that one who does not actually maintain or protect these innocent people, what to speak of killing them, then their duration of life is actually reduced, Prabhupada says. So we see that today in Kali Yuga, we see that so many people are suffering from so many diseases, death, birth, old age. So actually speaking, the lifespan is actually reducing. And here the cause is given that because we are not able to protect these weaker sections of society, that is one of the reason. Most important reason actually why we are facing this crisis today. And in fact, just recently we are organizing a Padayatra to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to the holy places of Maharashtra. And in that course, just a few days back, I had a chance to meet with Sandipani Krishna Prabhu of Juhu. And he was narrating, we had gone to check out one place, an ashram where we can have arrangement for overnight stay for the devotees who are participating in the Padyatra. And he was telling about that place, ashram, that is at Chembur. So it actually belonged to a person who was a big industrialist. And he had only one son and a couple of daughters. And he was such a wealthy, he had 5-6 factories, lot of wealth and property and everything. And but once this son got married, so he became, for whatever reason, by the influence of the wife or what, and he became very greedy and started asking for more and more to get control over everything. So the father first thought, okay, let me give him. He made 2-3 factories in his name, gave him a bungalow, bought a new one and all. But still he was not satisfied. And seeing this, suddenly even the father developed throat cancer. Like when people are not happy, when people are under a lot of tension and all, slowly disease creeps in. And then, but still, even in spite of seeing this condition of his father, still the son was not ready to relent. He was continuing to put pressure on him to give him more, go more and more. So ultimately it came to such a situation that the father said that now enough is enough, now this one factory and this house I will put it in my wife's name, and whatever it may be, it will never go to my son. If he wants, then he has to buy it by paying the market value. And otherwise, after my wife's death, it will go to this ashram, to this trust, so that it can be used for a better cause, like that. So we see that in today's material world, people, rather than taking care of their parents, of their elders, they are actually causing the death of them by creating more and more nuisance. Even like another case, like one lady, she and her husband, they were like very good, nice well-wishers of her temple's activities and all. Every year they would come for Janmashtami and Gaur Purnima. So some time back, again, Prabhuji, he passed away. And now the mother is alone. And the son, instead of only son, she has one son and one daughter. The daughter is staying in Pune. And instead of taking care of her, the elderly mother, they have actually left home. And when she was hospitalized also, he didn't even bother to phone her up. So as Vishwarupa was saying, what is most important is actually to take care of, give emotional support to the parents and elderly ones, especially when they are in old age. Because that is was actually... And she is feeling that what is there means, anyways, after my death, everything is going to go to him. But still, he is so much greedy that he wants everything right now. But and then he may lose it, everything in business. So what to do then? How will I protect myself in future? She is concerned about that. But the son. So that is the precarious situation that we are facing today. That people are becoming more and more selfish. So. Actually, Swayambhu Manu himself, he shows by his own example how actually the son should reciprocate with the father. Brahmaji, when he wanted to create progeny, and earlier the four sons of Brahma, the Chatushkumar, they had actually denied. They said, we will not get married and progenate. But they did it for a higher cause. They did it for... getting engaged in devotional service. On the other hand, but Brahmaji had actually become very angry at that time, and from him came Rudra at that time, because Rudra manifested. But Swayambhu Manu, when he came and appeared, he actually was so submissive to his father that he begged him that, please instruct me how I can serve you in such a way that will actually please you. And so actually Brahma becomes so happy that after my previous failures, now I'm actually successful to have a child who can actually execute my orders or my actually duties. So he actually becomes so blissful, he wants to guide him. And actually that is what we see, that even in our devotional service also, like many a times we may not be able to follow the instructions of parents and all, especially like sometimes many of the brahmacharis case, parents may be expecting that they would stay with them and take care of them and all. But Gaur Gopal Prabhu once had said that how even though we may not be taking care of them, maybe not be able to do exactly what they want, but and because of that there are certain reactions. If we are able to actually stick to and seriously practice the devotional service, such reactions may be held. But if we try to take some shortcut and try to not be, if we are insincere, then actually such reactions will come to us. Because Krishna is showing here that it's very, very necessary that we follow the instructions of our parents and execute. I mean, it is our duty to the father. So even like in the case of Yadu, King Yadu, when he, Yayati Maharaj, had requested that of his five sons to that somebody can take his old age in exchange. Although he may be motivated by selfish interest, but still three of the sons refused actually, but they refused because of their own. They thought that, okay, my sense gratification will be hampered. So they did not accept. On the other hand, Puru, he accepted the order, and he became obedient and he followed. And because of that, he is glorified. At the same time, Yadu Maharaj, he did not accept the order. But that was because he knew that in his generation, Lord Krishna is going to appear. And he did not want to postpone the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. And so that is why Yadu Maharaj is also glorified. Because he sacrificed some of his service to the to his parents. But that was for a higher cause, for the service of Lord Krishna. And so, we see that it is, even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he says, Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujyam Shaucham Arjavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Shariram Tapa Ucchate. Like while describing the austerities of the mind, body and words, he is saying, as far as the austerities of the body is concerned, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Brahmanas, the spiritual masters, spiritual superiors like father, mother, cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy and non-violence. These are actually the austerities of the body. So, here, we may not be actually perfect in our execution of duties, but what Krishna is looking or what he is expecting over here is that we make a sincere attempt for executing our devotees. And what Krishna actually says that even in Bhagavad Gita he says, Neha Bikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swalpamapi Asya Dharmasya Trayate Mahatobhayat. Like, even if a small endeavor we do in the practice of devotional service, then we are assured of security from the greatest of fears. So, at the same time, in the very next verse, he says that Vyavasatmaka Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana Bhushakahi Anantasya Buddhayo Vyavasayana. So, at the same time, he's saying that what is expected of a devotee who wants to become sincere is that he should become Vyavasayatmaka Buddhi. He should be one-pointed determination and then he should sincerely engage in the practice of devotional service. So similarly, just like parents actually take care of the children, similarly there is also the expectation. Also, although they may not do it with some selfish motive that, oh, actually after 50 years my children will actually take care of me. That is like a post-dated check. So what actually parents may not be doing it with that intention, but Krishna is showing here that it is expected that the child, he takes care. And like yesterday or day before, I think, Vishwaru Prabhu was giving the example how Giriraj Prabhu, he is taking care of his father who is in coma for the last 2 months. I remember when Jagannath Prabhu and myself, we were going to Goregaon base for our services. So it was, the house actually belongs to Giriraj Prabhu's father, and he would stay in Borivali, but from there he would come to Goregaon very often and then see to it that they gave the entire base premises for the service of the house for the service of the devotees. And even at this age, he was so active at that, he would always travel from here. He would never sit idle. Like at this age, he would always travel to go to Navsari, that village, and he was constructing a house over there. And he said that once this house is done, then I want that all devotees who are going on bus party, whenever they are traveling, that on the way they can have a stop over here, take rest, prasad, and I'll make all the facilities. So actually, he was so much, he had a deep desire that all whatever assets they had, they would actually be used in the service of devotees. So, and now, actually, the other day I was just speaking to Giriraj Prabhu, I was telling him that maybe actually Krishna is wanting that he would spend so much of effort in traveling here and there and trying to do some service even at the so much elderly age. And now, he is in coma, he is lying on the bed, but constantly there is Harinam going on, there is chanting of various Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita by various devotees. And now his father is just lying down and listening. So actually Krishna has in a way arranged that now he can listen to Krishna Katha in a very, very, without any deviation, without any diversion. So that is how actually we see. Even there was another devotee, very Krishna Prabhu had introduced me to him, Shekhar Prabhu. He was in a very high position. He was working in a multinational company called Xerox in Australia, and he had a very, very nice job, family and all. They were all settled. They were in Australia, but then because their parents became old, they were staying in Gorakhpur. So he came all the way. He left his job. He winded up everything over there and came back to Gorakhpur with his children over here, just to ensure that he can take care of his parents very nicely at Gorakhpur. And they have decided to come back and stay. So he said, he also said that we will not leave India till we take care of our parents nicely. So we see that even in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he had taken sannyas and he was leaving for Vrindavan, that time devotees had actually somehow managed to divert him back to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya's place. And there Nityanand Prabhu and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they all got all the devotees from Navadip to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over there, and they brought Mother Sachi along. And when Sachi Mata actually came, and both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they all met, so it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Pratha Kritya Kari Kare Nama Sankirtana Sachi Mata Laina Aile Advaita Bhavan. In the morning, after regular duties were completed, the Lord was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and the people accompanied Sachi Mata to the house of Advaita Acharya. Sachi Age Padila Prabhu Dandavatahana Kandite Lagila Sachi Kole Uthaina. As soon as Mother Sachi appeared on the scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell before her like a stick. Mother Sachi began to cry, taking the Lord on her lap. Dondra darshana dhune haila iha valva kesha nahi dekhiya sachi haila vikala. Upon seeing each other, they both became overwhelmed. Seeing the Lord's head without hair, Mother Sachi became greatly agitated. Angamuche mukha chumbe kari nirikshana dekhita na pai ashru bharila nayana. Out of love, she began to caress the body of the Lord. Sometimes she kissed his face, tried to observe him carefully. But because her eyes were filled with tears, she could not see. Kandiya kahena sachi bachare nimani vishwarupa samana kariha nithurai. Understanding that Lord Chaitanya had accepted the renounced order of life, Sachi Mata cryingly said to the Lord, "My darling Nimai, don't be cruel like Vishwarupa, your elder brother. Sanyasi ha iha punah na dila darshana tumi taiche kaila mora hai be marana." Mother Sachi continued, "After accepting the renounced order, Vishwarupa never gave me any audience. If you do like him, then that will be certainly death for me." So Sachi Mata is actually requesting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Kandiya bolena prabhu suno mora ai tomara sharira ei mora kichu nai. The Lord replied, "My dear mother, please hear. This body belongs to you. I do not possess anything. Tomara palita deha janma toma haite koti janma tomara rana na parishodhite. This body was raised by you and it comes from you. I cannot repay this debt even in millions of births." So, same thoughts which Lord Krishna is saying that even by serving our parents and we will, for hundreds of years, we will not be able to repay the debts. Jani vani, jani kaila yadyapi sanyasa, tathapi tumara kabhu nahi ba udasa. Knowingly or unknowingly, I have accepted this renounced order. Still, I shall never be indifferent to you.
Tumi ya kahi ami thanai rahiba, tumi ye agya kari seiti kariba.
My dear mother, whatever you ask me, wherever you ask me to stay, I shall stay there, and whatever you shall order, I shall execute. So then Shachi Mata actually requests him that you don't go to Vrindavan, but you stay at Puri so that I can regularly get news about you and you can also exchange. And actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that he is like, he is Matra Bhakta Shiromani. In the Antyalila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he is describing how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exchanging ecstasies in devotional service, he is saying, even at that point of time also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remember his mother. He had his concern for his mother. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that he is called Namo Mahavadanyaya. He is the most merciful. Because just for our sake, just for the sake of the people of Kali Yuga, he actually gave up his service or responsibilities towards his mother and towards his wife by taking sannyas. But even then, he actually was in the back of his mind, he was always meditating upon that. And whenever any devotees would go to Bengal, or he would always ask about the well-being of his mother and like that. So, what is most important over here is that we harmonize actually both our duty, which is there to our elders, our parents, and at the same time execute our devotional service. And actually that will help us to execute our devotional practices in the long run. And at the same time we can give a nice culture for our future generation. Govind Prabhu was telling once in his class that we are having so many seminars on Bhagavad Gita succession course and all, where we tell people about the miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. But many people actually, if we have in our families old people living with us, we actually don't need such seminars. We can actually see them. If the families are staying together, then the miseries of old age and all can be seen very easily. We don't need to have separate classes for that. So what is necessary is actually that we practice both our duties to our parents as well as and other elders and towards the society, and at the same time execute devotional service for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So I would like to end with a small story which actually I had many a long time back I had seen in television once. There was this person, very old person, old frail man. He had come to stay with his son and grandson, son, daughter-in-law and grandson. And because he was so old, his hands would tremble. He was not able to walk properly, and he was not able to speak. So every day the family would come together and eat together on the table. And many a times whenever he would take up the spoon and try to eat, some food may spill over on the tablecloth. Or when he would try to pick up the glass of milk, some milk may spill over. Or sometimes the fork fell down. And the son and daughter-in-law, they became very irritated. Because they were seeing that, why is he causing so much of trouble and so much of disturbance? We should have, they were feeling. So then they decided, okay, enough is enough now, we should do something about this. So then what they did is they got a smaller table and a lower one and made his father sit in a corner.
And there they offered him food because his father, during the course, he had broken a few plates and cups and all like that. So they got a wooden bowl for him. Wooden bowl, and that they would serve him food. So the other family members, they would sit on the table and the father would sit on this side alone and eat. And so the child actually observed, and when they would see sometimes this grandfather, there would be a tear in his eye, but he would eat silently. So one day, just before supper, the father, he saw that his son was playing with some wood crumbs down. And so he asked his son very sweetly, "Hey son, what are you doing? What are you playing with?" So the son replied, I am making two wooden bowls to give to you when I grow up." And then he went back to his work. So both the husband and wife, both when they heard this, they were left speechless. And suddenly it dawned upon him that what we are, as you sow, there is a saying, as you sow, so shall you reap. So suddenly it dawned to them that how we are treating our father, the grandfather, so I will be treated when... the child said in all the innocence. So then they did not speak anything to each other, but that day in the night when they were assembling for the dinner, then the son actually went and brought his grandfather back to the original table. And from then onwards till the end, they used to have food together on the table. And even if some food was spilled over, some tablecloth was spoiled, nobody would raise any concern over that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we have already crossed the time. So, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.